Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about why is the law still important? Well, this week, we're diving into the prophets share the wisdom of justice, kindness, and optimism. We'll explore powerful teachings of three prophets, Isaiah, Amos, and Micah, and how their message still speaks clearly in the world we live in today. Just look at what's going on around us. Cries for justice, a deep desire for real connection, and the challenge of staying hopeful in tough times. It's as if these ancient voices are speaking straight into our current movement. Their wisdom guides us, not just in doing what's right, but in living with the purpose and compassion, both as individuals and as a community. Let's start with Isaiah. His words paint vivid pictures of a world that longs for forgiveness. If you have your Bibles, open to Isaiah 1. We'll be looking at 16 through 17. We find a strong call to repentance, not just through ritual, but through real change in how we live. It says, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow." What stands out here is how practical Isaiah is. He doesn't just say, be good. He gives real steps. Wash yourselves. Isn't about a bath. It's a symbol for cleaning our hearts and shedding harmful habits. Then he pushes us. Stop doing wrong. Start doing good. Most importantly, he tells us to seek justice and defend those who are vulnerable, the fatherless, and the widow. Today, that means speaking up for marginalized groups, standing against inequality, and actively working to fix what's broken. Isaiah's challenge asks us to look beyond ourselves and become people who help make things better. Now, let's turn to Amos. He builds on Isaiah's call, but with even more intensity. Amos wasn't a trained prophet. He was a shepherd and a tree farmer. Yet his words thunder with passion for justice. Open your Bibles to Amos 5, and we will look at 21 through 24, which states, "I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream." This is powerful. Amos shows us that God isn't impressed by religious rituals when they are disconnected from real moral action. Beautiful music and offerings mean nothing if justice is ignored. The stunning image of justice like flowing water, a rushing, unstoppable stream, makes it clear. Justice should be everywhere, moving with power and life. Amos teaches that true faith can't be separated from how we treat others, especially those who are hurting or unheard. Justice isn't optional. It's the foundation of a faithful life. Finally, we come to Micah with a passage that many know and love. Open your Bibles to Micah 6, and we'll look at 6 through 8. He asks what God really wants from us. Do we need lavishing offerings, costly sacrifices? No. Instead, he says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" Micah cuts through the noise and gets to the heart of what matters. These three commands, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly, may sound simple, but they run deep. Do justice echoes Isaiah and Amos. It calls us to be active in creating fairness and standing against wrongdoing. Love mercy adds heart to the equation. Justice without mercy can feel cold and rigid. Mercy means being compassionate, loyal, and kind. It turns rules into relationships. Walk humbly reminds us of our place. It's not about pride or superiority. It's about staying open, growing, and recognizing that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. Humility keeps our justice and kindness rooted in love. Micah shows us that God is more interested in how we live than what we offer. It's called to shape our lives around purpose, care, and spiritual awareness. So how do these messages hit us in 2025? In a world full of inequality, where people struggle economically and socially, the call to justice is urgent. Faith that doesn't lead to action is hollow. We are called to speak up, to support change, and to take care deeply for those in need. Loving kindness is just as essential. With so much division and harshness around us, kindness isn't weakness, it's strength. Real justice is wrapped in empathy. It builds understanding, encourages forgiveness, and brings people together. And then there's humility. True optimism doesn't come from ignoring problems. It grows from walking with purpose, trusting in something greater, and knowing that even small acts matter. That kind of hope helps us keep going when things feel hard. The prophets teach us not about rigid rules, but about how to live well. They push us to notice injustice, love others freely, and carry steady hope. Their voices, Isaiah, Amos, Micah, aren't just echoes of the past. They're a living call to transform our lives and the world around us. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the voices of Isaiah, Amos, and Micah. Help us to take their wisdom to heart and live with justice, kindness, and humility. Cleanse our spirits and help us turn from wrongdoing. Give us eyes to see that needs around us and encourage to act. Let our faith be more than words. Let it be love in motion. Help us remember that true worship comes from living rightly. Forgive us when we have missed that connection. Let justice flow like a healing river through our communities. Fill us with compassion for the fatherless, the widows, and those most in need. In a divided world, ground us in humility and let kindness guide our every step. May we bring hope wherever we go. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on why the Old Testament still matters. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.